got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, guiding you through the maze of ink and paper, which leads to the joy of home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist homeowners and home buyers reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or you can do it the hard way, 855-487-3224. Or you can visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. Reach Radio would like to wish you and yours a happy and prosperous new year. And we think that this year would be the year for you to become a homeowner. All you have to do is call Reach to get started. Reach staffers and counselors are available and there to help you reach that dream. And the best part is they have the knowledge that you need to know to become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, author and divorce expert Rosalind Sadaka joins us with the latest information on what happens to your home after a divorce. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, tells us how to eliminate those pesky roaches that run around the house that everyone's afraid of. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. So, right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's program producer, Ricky Snyder.
Thank you, Alan. I'm better than ever, Alan, and thank you very much. Here's today's Reach Radio headlines. The housing recovery beat goes on. Florida has a five-month supply for new and existing single-family homes below average levels. With housing prices on the rise, owners begin to recoup some of the equity lost during the recession. Now, after last year's bottoming out of mortgage rates, a slow increase in rates has begun. And to avoid another real estate meltdown, lawmakers forced federal agencies to create minimum loan terms at a qualified mortgage. Alan, those are your Reach Radio News headlines. Details on Reach Radio News on the half hour. And now back to your host and housing jefe, Alan Mason. What is a housing jefe anyway?
I don't know.
I didn't think so.
I could have been the housing patron, but that didn't.
Like housing jefe better.
Well, there you go.
All right.
When we return, our first guest shall share some valuable information about home ownership after divorce. And later on in the show, we'll show you how to prepare your home for sale. So stay with us. Reach Radio is about to unleash more words than a Scrabble board has spaces for. Woohoo!
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number four, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing patron. No, I think it's heavy. We'll stick with that. Hey, you know, you remember at the beginning of the show, I said that this may be the year for you to become a homeowner. Well, if you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand, then please plan to attend Reach's first-time home buyer workshop. It's coming up this January the 26th. Every fourth Sunday of the month from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Reach hosts their first-time home buyers workshop at their home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. And, of course, we know that's the important part. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. And Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a useful tip. According to HUD, a first-time home buyer is a person who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. I don't know where they came up with that formula, but it works for us. So when you call HUD, we call it the second chance program there. So there's no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time home buyers workshop. It starts Saturday, January the 26th, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at around 7. Reach headquarters are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. It's in the South Lake Shopping Center, about 1 mile south of North Lake Boulevard on Military Trail. You may want to call them today, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, because all classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. Isn't that wonderful? I think it is. Our first guest is recognized as the voice of child-centered divorce. She is a divorce and parenting coach, founder of the Child-Centered Divorce Network for Parents, and author of the internationally acclaimed book, How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? Rosalind Sadaka, welcome to Reach Radio.
Well, thank you, Al. Pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. It's especially, I don't want to let my wife know you're here because I'm not getting divorced anytime soon that I know about. But, you know, what can you do? So what do you do? How do you coach people? Do you don't propagate divorce, do you?
No, I'm not an advocate of divorce, but right. Divorce happens. And when you get divorced and there are no children involved, it's a relatively simple process.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an emotionally challenging time for anyone, but especially when they're parents.
Right.
And so it's very important that parents understand that when you have children, the consequences of divorce are very dramatic. And the purpose of what I do as a coach is to help parents understand all the ramifications and effects of divorce on their children. We want to make sure that you put yourself in your children's shoes and experience the divorce through their eyes, because they didn't choose the divorce. It's
right.
Happening to them.
Better you than an attorney, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, as a coach, I'm able to help families go through all facets of the divorce process. And I don't give legal advice, but
right.
I help families choose the best legal advice and the best options for them. But what I do is help them, the exes, communicate better.
Right.
I help parents understand the effects of divorce on children at different ages and different stages. I help them co-parent effectively, and that means working through all the challenges and the anger and the problems that may erupt.
Now, how do you do that? Well, I know you don't have a dog in the fight, right? But, I mean, gee whiz, you're in between two battling parties. Most of the time, is it a battle, or do they sort of just...
Well, very often, it can be a battle. What mm-hmm. we try to do is let parents understand that if you battle, your children are going to be affected more dramatically by the divorce. There are ways of having a divorce that's peaceful and harmonious, because after the divorce, you're parenting for the rest of your life. It's not like things end.
Oh, yeah.
And so even if you're not living in the same home, you're still parents. And your children still love both parents. So the more you do to separate the parents from one another and badmouth one another, the more problems you're going to have with your children. And that's part of the coaching process.
That's the worst thing to do, isn't it? for one parent or to tell the kids, you know, your mom's rotten or your dad does
this. That's one of the very worst things you could do, because children love both parents. And if you say something bad about their other parent, they may feel there's something bad about them because they love their parents. So they get filled with guilt. There's a lot of emotional and psychological impacts on children. So we have to move past our own anger, our resentment, the drama in our own life, and think about how are the children being affected by this, and what can I do to co-parent in the best possible way so that the kids can go on living their lives. Otherwise, we rob them of their childhood, and sure, that's just not fair.
Seems like you could get past that anger to do that. You might be able to get past the anger and not get a divorce. I don't know.
Well, that hopefully that's always the case. But divorce happens, and we're here to help people through the process.
Does that ever happen? Do you get into a counseling position where you actually, you know, hey, you have to get rid of the anger, you got to calm down, and everybody calms down and all of a sudden everything's okay?
Well, very often if they get good advice, that can happen. But I'm not doing counseling as a therapist. I'm doing coaching, which is guiding and directing them in the best possible options and directions.
Right. I know divorce is an expensive thing. It's not cheap. Especially, matter of fact, I think the greater the ego, the greater the costs, right? You're not going to get this. Yes, I am. No, you're not. So then you have to get an attorney involved. And that's what you negate, right?
Well, we try to keep parents from going into litigation, which means taking the divorce to court. You don't have to have an expensive attorney. You can choose mediation instead. And that means if you're mature enough to be able to figure out a way of balancing the divorce and the outcome and the co-parenting, you could do that through mediation. These are trained mediators. Many of them are attorneys and therapists, but it's much less expensive to mediate your divorce than it is to go and get two separate attorneys who are charging you $400 an hour to battle things out in court.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is to move parents towards mediation, or there's another option, collaborative divorce, which is more family-oriented as well. And when we use these more family-friendly options, the outcome is better for everyone in the family, especially the children, which is my main concern.
Absolutely, always for the children. What are some of the biggest mistakes that parents make when it comes to divorce and the well-being of their parents?
Well, the first one we mentioned is the bad-mouthing of the ex. Also, fighting in front of the children. Studies have proven that that's the worst thing you could do, married or divorce. So you have to keep your battles away from the children. And if you have to vent and fight, don't do it when you're around the kids, even if it's on the phone talking to your friends. Keep your children out of it. You also don't want to use your children as spies and asking them to tell you everything that happened in mom and dad's house, because it puts a lot of pressure on them.
And yeah, we just call the NSA today. We don't need to worry about it.
Exactly.
They take care of that for us.
Another serious mistake is using your children as your friends and venting to your children and telling them, we wouldn't have a divorce if dad hadn't done this, if mom didn't do that. Sharing things with your children, because children, even teenagers, are not emotionally stable and they can't fix your divorce. And making them part of the divorce process robs them of their childhood. Suddenly they're worried about things that are way beyond their emotional and psychological state. And it creates a lot of problems. That's when we see children going to therapists years later because they haven't been able to handle the divorce process. You have to keep the adult information clean. Even if you're dealing with addictions and adultery and serious matters like that, keep the children out of the situation. Let them love both parents and enjoy their childhood. And when they're adults, if you want to share with them what happened when they're 21, go ahead. But that's a different process.
Right. And that's probably the hardest thing to do, too, because you have the anger involved. And even if you have anger management, I mean, it still gets to the point where I can't take this anymore. What's the best thing to do? Just walk out of the house or what?
Well, yes. Learning how to control your anger is very important. Learning communication skills. There are ways of talking to someone without putting your partner on the defensive. If you eliminate the you and start talking about your feelings, I'm feeling this when that happened, then your partner is less likely to be defensive and angry back, and that helps you communicate. There are also wonderful online parenting scheduling tools that you can use, very low cost, so that you don't have to talk on the phone and fight. You could just have everything written via these online programs, you know, who's picking up the kids when, what's happening at this time, and that keeps things much cleaner and conflict-free.
Well, that's almost like still being married, right? Folks, we're speaking with Rosalind Sadaka. She is a divorce and parenting coach, founder of the Child-Centered Divorce Network for Parents, and author of the internationally acclaimed book, How Do I Tell the Kids About a Divorce? You have a website that we could send people to?
I certainly do. It's childcenteredivorce.com.
That's with an ED, right?
Yes. And at childcenteredivorce.com, parents will find my free e-zine, a free ebook, lots of free articles, my blog, expert advice, and tons of other resources that they could turn to, including local experts who happen to be child-centered. So if you're making a choice, you want to choose the child-centered, child-friendly professionals who are on board with us and understand the dynamics of divorce.
Yeah, it's almost like the Reach counselors there. We're there to help you, and there's no fee for that? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I have products that I make available as well. So we have a 10-hour audio coaching program and my books and other things people can use. So we have free and we have also products to buy. But the important thing is that we're guiding everyone in the right direction to create and keep and maintain a child-centered divorce. And in the end, your children will thank you when they're grown adults, when they have experienced a better outcome than so many of the kids we see.
They should, especially when they go through their own divorce, right? And which leads to another subject, and we'll talk about that after the break. We have one coming up here that we can't get out of. But what happens to the house after the breakup? Because that's a big financial deal, and we certainly don't want to use the alimony divorce dartboard, right? I think, was it George Carlin that talked about that? The alimony divorce, you just throw a dart and whatever it hits, that's what you pay. I hope we don't get to that. After the break, Rosalind Sadaka will give us a sneak preview of what's to come for 2014. Then our Spotlight Home of the Week features a house that can easily become your home. So don't go back. Sooner or later, we'll be right away.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Joining us in the studio is Rosalind Sadaka. She is the voice of Child-Centered Divorce and founder of the Child-Centered Divorce Network and author of the internationally acclaimed book, How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? How do you tell the kids about it?
Oh, that's a big topic, and that's why I have this wonderful ebook that's available at childcenteredivorce.com. It's a unique approach to doing that terrible conversation. It's one of the toughest conversations any parents can have, but we make it easier.
Do you set the mood? I mean, do you get the lighting right in the house? Or, I mean,
no,
take them out to McDonald's?
That's the important thing. I have a unique approach that creates a storybook and a script in advance so the parents don't make any mistakes and that the kids can read it over and over again and get the message. One of the most important messages is that this is not your fault. Mm-hmm. Parents need to make it very clear to the children that they are innocent.
Right. Well, yeah, they are too, in most cases, I would think.
And oh, yes.
So let's go to the house now. It's we've counseled. We've decided it's the end of the line. What about when the argument of the house? I want the house. No, I want the house.
Well, that definitely coaching will help in that process. Mediation helps in that process. And what I recommend is also talking to the experts at REACH, because REACH understands the dynamics of what's going on in a divorce, whether you need to sell your house, whether you need one parent is going to stay in the house and the other one needs to find an apartment or find a separate house. There's so many different options. There, no two are the same. But the counseling at REACH is excellent for foreclosures, for short-term lease information, even landlord law. So they have wonderful programs, and I definitely recommend and refer clients to talk to REACH when it comes to housing.
Do you find parents that try to use the kids as a pick? You know, I have to have the house because I'm going to have the kids.
Well, that's one of the big mistakes parents make, fighting over the kids. And we do, that's what mediation is about, finding the best solutions that's user-friendly on both sides so that the parents can find an outcome that they could live with, that the entire family can be happy with. Because the family doesn't end with a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
It just changes its form, and that's the important thing. And that's why we've created International Child Centered Divorce Month in January. We have an entire month dedicated to helping parents make the best divorce decisions before, during, and after divorce. And we have a special website that they can go to where there are free gifts. We have divorce experts, attorneys and mediators and therapists and educators all over the world on five continents who have provided free gifts, ebooks, coaching services, audio programs, video programs, you name it. And you just go to the website and click off and download any of these products, any of these wonderful gifts. They're filled with expert advice. And the website for that is divorcedparentsupport.com/ebook. And we have that information at the Child Centered Divorce website.
I think we stick with childcenteredivorce.com, and that way you can find out all the information that's there. And that's the 2014. You have any new techniques coming up? Any new things we should be watching out
for?
Well,
we have webinars and teleseminars and constant free advice and information. We're on Facebook, Child Centered Divorce, and we're also on LinkedIn. So people can find us throughout the Internet. If you just put child-centered divorce in Google search, you'll find tons of information. As I said, most of it free. Others are valuable, effective techniques and tools and services that parents can use, and it'll make a huge difference in the outcome for every family.
Sweet. You could also call Rosalind at 561-742-3537. And again, the website is childcenteredivorce.com. Rosalind, thanks for joining us on the show. We'll have you back.
Thank you, Al.
All right. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This property is located in Lauderhill, Florida. It's a cool condo with a community pool surrounded by the condo itself. It gives you added security and privacy. The property has two bedrooms, two baths, and folks, this home has been totally refurbished. Everything is brand new. The cabinets, the floors, the paint, and it has stainless steel appliances with granite countertops. A very, very nice place to live in and cook in. Plus, there's new carpet throughout, and get this, it has new bathrooms too. I mean, they took out everything and replaced everything. It's like a brand new home. It's a great location. It's ready to move into. Again, it's in Lauderhill, around the Northwest 24th Court area, and it is a condominium. And you can make this house your home by calling Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. Start the new year off with this beautiful home. It's in the Town Square Gated Community in Lauderhill. The laundry facilities are inside, and like I said before, the community pool is in the center court for added security and privacy. Again, to make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. Reach Radio's second stage is about to launch, so stay with us as we bring you tips and safe ways of exterminating those nasty pests in your home. And, of course, the real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our top-notch show producer, Rick Snyder. Rick, Give us the news. We can't wait.
Really? All right, I'm ready to go here. The housing recovery, as we said a little earlier, the beat goes on for housing recovery. At the start of 2013, it seemed as if only a handful of experts were beating the housing recovery drums. By the end of the year, just about everyone was upbeat, especially buyers and sellers. It's been a steady upward rebound, and it's obvious the real estate market is improving. Florida has a 5-month supply for new and existing single family homes. Normal levels, 6 months for new homes, 7 months for existing homes. With mortgage rates on the rise, realtors are working to get sellers to list and buyers to commit. Now, housing prices are rising. Owners are beginning to recoup some of the equity lost during the recession. For example, in January, the median Florida single-family home sold for $145,000. In November, sale price was about $169,900. That's a 17% increase in just 10 months. Long-term mortgage interest rates bottomed out last May at 3.35 when the Fed announced it might taper its long-term bond buying program. Rates have slowly increased, and many economists are predicting rates of 5% in 2014, still low by historic standards. Now, institutional investors, flush with cash, fueled the recovery last year as they picked up blocks of distressed properties, condos, single-family homes. Last January, more than 50% of Florida home sales were all cash transactions. Economists cite the need for loosening of lending standards and job certainty in order to lure first-time buyers into the market. A potential threat failed to materialize this year. To avoid another real estate meltdown, lawmakers forced federal agencies to create minimum loan terms and a qualified mortgage. Some experts feared the new rules might require a mandatory 20% down payment. However, the forced rule issued in February struck a balance that lowers risk and still provides mortgage access for most consumers. A separate yet similar rule issued in August did the same. Initially heralded as a long overdue relief measure for homeowners at the risk of flooding, 2012's biggest Waters Flood Insurance Program Reform Act extended the nation's national flood insurance program for 5 years and took steps to make the program financially self-sustaining. But initial relief turned to shock when insurance premium renewals arrived in the mail. For some homeowners, rates jumped as much as, are you ready for this? 800%, making some homes unaffordable and short-circuiting some sales under contract. Lawmakers, realtors, and homeowners are working on a number of fixes to ease the unexpected burden on homeowners and sellers. The property insurance market shifted some in 2013. Florida-owned Citizens Property Insurance ramped up an aggressive push to cut its number of policies. Multiple changes raised some rates, bumped some owners to private carriers, and nixed many hurricane mitigation insurance discounts. How can the U.S. minimize the risk of another mortgage meltdown? This is important. Lawmakers and regulators wrestled with that question in 2013. The FHA added fees and extended insurance on its mortgages, making those loans less desirable. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which free lenders to fund more homes by buying mortgages, are still government-owned. But what should happen next? They want continued government involvement. Otherwise, say, Fannie and Freddie should go completely private. The discussion continues. Alan, that's the Reach Radio News for this week. Great show today. Let's keep it moving.
Well, it's the new year. What else do we have to do?
Right? Absolutely. Let's do it.
Well, joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and he's been in the business for more than 30 years. He's a specialist in the chemistry of rodent removal. Carlton, welcome back to the show. Good to have you back again.
How are you, Al? What's going on today?
Well, we're a little warmer than you are. I happen to know where you are, and it's probably, what's the temperature over there?
Over where?
I think you're over on the other coast, right?
Well, I've stuck around on you today, buddy. I'm over in Tampa now. I'm in St. Pete.
Ooh, my goodness. Well, not too cold over there, right?
No, it's pretty nice over here.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate you taking time out from your weekend. I know you're having a ball over there, and I wish I was with you, but what are you going to do? You know, nobody wants to talk about those pesky little roaches and all that stuff, but we here at Reach Radio are a little braver than that. And how many different species of these little rodents are there?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Worldwide, there's over 3,500 different species of cockroaches.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we're familiar down here. We have the palmetto bugs, which everybody calls a roach, but I don't know if they are. And then we have what they call the German roaches, the little tiny ones, right? Are those the real bad ones?
Yeah, the German roach is probably the one you'd want to stay away from the most. They will populate your kitchen and bathroom area real quick. But there's about 55 different species here in the United States, so don't be so scared of that 3,500 number.
Wow. Where do they come from? I mean, how do they get into our homes?
Well, a lot of people unknowingly will carry them in cardboard boxes and paper bags and stuff as they just bring, you know, things as they go shopping and just bring it in the house. And they don't know it, and one or two will get in, and basically a female roach will lay a little clutch that has about 15 eggs in it, and she'll do one of those a month.
Oh.
And basically one roach will turn into about 800 roaches a year, so you do the math.
Holy mackerel. And I've heard it said before, when you see one roach on your counter, there's about 1,000 more in the walls. Is that about where the math falls?
That's a pretty good assumption to make, yeah.
Wow. And what's the best way? Is there a safe way to get rid of these things? I know it's always poison. Poison's not good for us, but is there anything that's effective that's not so dangerous to us?
Well, the thing that you want to do most is make sure that the area is clean and you don't have any food laying around, little crumbs underneath the oven and places like that. Try to keep it clean. A roach can live about 2 to 3 months without anything to eat and about a month without water, so that's a pretty hard battle to fight there.
Ouch, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and from there you want to stick to light dusting with like boric acid and baiting with any product that has fipronil in it.
Ooh, say that again?
Fipronil.
Fipronil.
Yes.
So when you're reading on the side of the box, if it has fipronil, that's a good thing?
Yep, the active ingredient of fipronil is what you want. It works through a transfer effect. It'll kill them, and then it stays in them, and cockroaches are cannibalistic, so they'll go back and eat. They're dead, and then it just keeps transferring through the colony, and then it'll end up eliminating it slowly.
Oh, ouch. That sounds gross. I didn't know that they're cannibalistic. Well,
and again, there's nothing you want to label as safe, but fipronil, what you'd be putting out for that is a much lesser dose than what you actually put on the back of your dog for flea and tick control.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't hurt your dog, it's probably not going to hurt us, right?
Well, in theory, but again, you don't want to say anything is safe.
Actually, because it's all
safer ways to go, though.
Wow. Is there anything on the commercial market that's effective? I guess what I want to say is, where do you get to the point where you say, I need to have a professional come in because the commercial products aren't working?
Well, I know in most cases, they're going to be the commercial people are going to be using that same stuff.
Ah.
You can go to different places and buy those baits. They're a gel bait. They come in a big syringe, and you just hide them in the cracks and crevices of where they're going to be hiding. Try to take it to them.
Is that anything like, I know sometimes, and we'll talk about ants in a minute, but sometimes, you know, they eat the poison, then they take it back to the nest. Do roaches have a nest?
Yeah, they have a bit of a nesting area. They like to always hide in little spaces. When you look down the wall and you see that little crack in the baseboard, you pull that baseboard back, you're probably going to find yourself 100 roaches real quick.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, yuck.
Yep.
How about bug bombs? Do they work? Word of warning, folks, I did set off a bug bomb once, and I think it was about 2 hours later when I remembered that the bird was still in the house. I went back right away, and I think he lived for about another 2 days, and then he was gone. So how about bug bombs?
Well, bug bombs, they're not really all that effective. They're kind of dangerous just for what you just said. They'll kill the birds or fish that you leave behind in the house.
The fish?
They're a contact kill, and whatever roach it touches is the roach that's going to die. And that's not all that great. That's all the killing power you're going to get. And then, again, they're cannibalistic, so now you've just made them the survivors a whole bunch of other things to eat.
Wow.
Not good.
I know that most cannibalistic roaches don't eat clown roaches because they taste funny, but who knows about that? But what inspired you to get into the pest control business anyway?
I don't know. It kind of all just progressed. When I was younger, I started going to school, studying turf management, and then found out that in turf management, you have to learn about all these different pests that attack your turf, and it just kept multiplying and multiplying, and then you just keep reading and learning and learning and reading, and knowledge is power, and next thing you know, that's all I do.
You're a pest control freak.
yep, pretty much.
Well, another big problem we have down in South Florida are the ants. And I'm not talking about the aunts and uncles kind of deal. I'm talking about those little red ants that bite you. And they seem to be a problem. The big ones are easy to see, and you step on them, and they're gone. But what about those little tiny ants that they seem to invade the kitchen? What's the deal with them?
The best thing you can kind of do for that is there's a product out there that's called Tempo. You can put it, believe it or not, you got to label this now. You got to put a label on it. But you take a letter wetter and you mix that product in there and you basically mark around all the inside of your cabinet doors, all around the edges of your countertops and stuff. And as they pass through that, it's not going to work out well for them. And it's not a messy situation left behind with a bunch of chemicals everywhere that everybody gets to go and, you know, unknowingly get into.
Now, Tempo, that's the name of the chemical?
Yeah, that's the brand name of a product that's going to control those guys real well.
And you can probably get that at Home Depot, Lowe's, your local hardware store kind of a thing?
Yeah.
And you said wipe it. Explain that. What do you mean? You put it on a cloth and just rub it on the back of the drawers, or how?
No, get a letter wetter, like what you would fill with water to wet letters.
Okay. I got you.
And then use it as like a marker and just put it everywhere where you need it to go, underneath the cabinet lip there, where the backsplash meets the cabinet, around the inside of all cabinet doors, everywhere where they want to be running, and you see them.
Right.
Cut their path off with that.
Oh, no, I can't believe. Cut them off at the path. You know, we were talking earlier, and I know that your daughter had an experience with ants, right? What? She got bit pretty bad, right?
We were at a softball tournament, and after the tournament, she thought it'd be fun to roll down this really big hill, which apparently the first couple times was fun. The third time, though, she rolled through a fire ant mound, and she ended up with about 65 or 70 bites on her.
Wow, and she okay? I mean, what happened?
She's got, you know, a bunch of bite marks that we're hoping aren't going to scar on her leg, but... About 50 of them probably went on her right leg.
Wow. And they bite that quick? I mean, she just rolled through it?
Yeah, they actually inject the venom. There's not quite sure on my number here, but I think it's around 100 deaths a year due to fire ants.
Wow. Yeah, I was just going to say, some people get bit by an ant and they're done for, right?
Yeah, some people have to carry an EpiPen just to be safe.
Well... say that again. What's the name of that?
An EpiPen, you know, for allergic reactions.
Ah, okay. All right. So it's like a shot, right?
Yep.
Well, she's okay, right?
Yeah. Yep, she's okay.
All right. Well, Carlton, we're going to have to take a hard break right now, but if you wouldn't mind staying around through the break, I'd like to see if we have anything coming up on the horizon in the world of pest control. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back. In just a minute, we'll discover a way that the future of pest control can take away the cockroaches. So they may or may not survive. We'll find out when we come back, so stay with us. We'll be right back just as soon as we hear the bell.
Ain't got no home. I know they're wrong.
looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak. He's been in the business for more than 30 years, and he is a specialist in the chemistry of rodent removal. Carlton, thanks again for hanging out with us there and spending your Saturday, and glad you're here.
How are you?
Yeah, well, we're still here, and that's all that counts, right? Hey, what's on the horizon in the pest control market? I know you work closely with the chemicals. You know all those fancy names and all the numbers and everything that goes with them. Anything coming up on the horizon of pest control?
Right now we're kind of at a new horizon with the products like Fipronil that have a transfer effect where you can use very little product and get great results with it, simply due to the fact that it just keeps working.
Mm. Who makes that?
Well, there's a couple of different types of those products on the market right now.
But the best one's the Fipronil?
Yeah, that's the best one out there right now. There's a couple that are coming around that are going to probably be okay, but that's Fipronil's definitely the top shelf choice.
All right, I had an English teacher tell me one time, don't ever use a word that you can't spell. So, how do you spell Fipronil?
Fipronil, F-I-P-R-O-N-I-L, Fipronil.
All right. So, if you're in the store looking on the label and that's what you want, that's what you need to get. So, how do you prevent these buggers from coming in the house anyway? And I know sometimes, like you said, they come in the boxes and the bags and not much you can do about that, but is there anything outside the home that you can do that would prevent that?
Get yourself a little bit of caulk. And be very, very methodical and walk around the outside of your home and think like a bug. How am I going to get through?
Oh, that's good. Well, I know I can think like a rat sometimes, but I don't know about bugs and anches. So that's it. They come in through the cracks and crevices. That's all there is?
That's it.
Up around the fascia and all that stuff, they'll climb up the wall. It's amazing how they can get around.
If you take some boric acid dust and just put a little puff through the track of your window, and you'll watch the puff of that dust go out the outside of the window, and you got to scratch yourself in the head and say,
that's where they're coming in.
That's a pretty big hole right there.
Right. How about out in the lawn? Is there anything we can do out there? Do they come from your neighbor's house, maybe?
Well, what we do when we do outside treatments to try and control them from getting inside is we try to treat about a 4-foot area band out from the house and about 3 feet up from the house. And any harborage areas that are within 20 to 25 feet of the home as well.
Wow. So, yeah, it's a job is what you're trying to tell us.
Yep, try to keep any trees that are touching the roof line or anything, try to trim those branches off there. They're just bridges to your house.
Absolutely. You know, I think I heard one time that roaches and everything, they like to eat glue-based products, and sometimes they prefer to feed on that. Is that true?
They'll eat quite an array of things, really. One of the things they do like, there's some fibers in the fibrous material in the glue, and also just in books and stuff themselves.
Right. How about laminated flooring? I understand you had a problem with laminated flooring a little earlier this month.
Flooring, they like to actually harbor underneath it, and the moisture will sometimes build in that. And they can survive in that for quite a while.
Oh, yuck. Well, listen, we appreciate you stopping by and spending your Saturday with us. And we'll have you back again, as always, our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. Thanks, Carlton. Appreciate
you
coming on. All right.
Have a good one.
You bet. Bye-bye. Next up, Anthony joins us with his special story. He's a happy Reach client with good news about how the folks at Reach saved his home. So stay tuned to Reach Radio, because we're campaigning like a Southern diplomat. Here we go.
Ain't got no home. I know ain't wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I am, once again, your host and handsome jefe, working as hard for you as possible. Welcome to Reach Radio on this wonderful Saturday afternoon. You know, if you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand, then please plan to attend Reach's first-time home buyer workshop coming up this January the 26th. That's a Sunday. And every fourth Sunday of the month from 1 to 7 p.m., Reach offers their first-time home buyers workshop at their home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time home buyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Or the way Alexander Graham Bell used to do it was 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but that includes lunch and beverages. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And as I said earlier in the show, there's a useful tip right here. HUD considers a first-time home buyer someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. We call it HUD's Second Chance Home Ownership Program, so there's no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time home buyer's workshop. It starts Sunday, January the 26th, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at around 7 p.m. Like I said before, Reach headquarters are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. That's in the South Lake Shopping Center, about 1 mile south of North Lake Boulevard on Military Trail. To enroll, call them today at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, because all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Well, joining us on the phone right now is Anthony. He's a happy Reach client who worked with Reach counselors. Even though he was in business for himself, the economic conditions caused him to reach out. And Anthony, thanks for sharing your Saturday with us, and tell us a little bit about your experience with Reach.
Well, it was funny, you know, after 30 years in business, and then with the rough economical times, I found myself in trouble, which was something beyond my means. And I'm not one to reach out for help, but I went to Reach, and since the day I started there, she was honest with me, and I was honest with her, and I guess what? She ultimately saved my house, and that's what they did for me.
Well, that's what the honesty is the best policy, right?
Yeah, well, I thought that's what we were based upon. I was honest with her, she was honest with me. I got the impression it was never about money, and I will always be grateful for that, because I have a business for 30 years, and the economy tumbled, and
you do all the right things, and then you say to yourself, why are you losing your house? Right. And the next thing I know, she helped me out. And
who were you talking with at Reach there?
I was dealing with Pat.
Pat, oh, yeah, she's the one to deal with.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, show me.
It's never about the money. That's what I liked about Pat. It's never about the money. You got the impression that she was really generally, and there are people out there.
Right. How far gone was your house?
I'm sorry?
How far gone was the house? I mean, were you in foreclosure?
I was a couple of months behind, and,
right.
You know, and when you're going through that, it's a tough experience, because I put a lot of money into the house from when the business was good.
Right.
So now if I lose the house, I'm throwing away 30 years of working hard.
You know? And that's just not fair. So I'm glad that Pat was able to help you out there. Was it easy? Did you find any snags or problems?
No, because I felt that as long as you went in there and I was legit, and I am a legit person, you know, she just looks at your situation and she tells you nay or yay, nay or no. That's it. There was no game playing. That's what I liked about it.
Right, straight to the root of business.
And it's not very easy to trust people.
You are so right, Anthony, and what a story. And thanks for sharing that with our listeners. That's how it works, folks. If you're facing foreclosure or your home is underwater, call the good folks at Reach and join the list of happy clients. And they'll treat you right, and there's barely a fee for anything. I think the workshop's the only thing they have a fee for. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or 855-487-3224. Well, as promised, our well-tuned and properly oiled news machine is ready to spill the words of knowledge all over the Scrabble board of life. Rick, what's on the how to get your home ready for sale agenda today?
I don't know how to follow that, Alan. Too much. Selling your house? Every seller wants the home to sell fast and bring top dollar. It's not luck that makes that happen. It's careful planning and knowing how to professionally spruce up your home that sends home buyers scurrying for their checkbooks. Now, here's how to prep a house and turn it into an irresistible and marketable home. Disassociate yourself with a home. You've got to say, this is not my home. It's a house, a product to be sold, much like a box of cereal. So you have to let go of your emotions and focus on the fact that soon this house will no longer be yours. Depersonalize it. Pack up those personal photographs and family heirlooms. Buyers can't see past personal artifacts. Declutter. People collect an amazing amount of stuff. If you haven't used it in over a year, you probably don't need it. If you don't need it, donate it.
Or you'll wind up on one of those TV shows about the hoarders.
Hoarders,
right?
That's right. Rearrange the bedroom closets and kitchen cabinets. Make things look spacey. Rent a storage unit. Put stuff in. It's all yours. It's there. You know how to get it. Remove or replace favorite items. If you want to take window coverings, built-in appliances, or fixtures with you, remove them now. I've got a lot more, but I think we're out of time.
Yeah, not quite. I heard the best thing to do is make the kitchen look great and the garage. That way you take care of the wife and you take care of the husband and everybody's happy.
Well, let's do that too. Also, scrutinize the outside of your house. Take a look at it. Is it ready to sell? If it looks good, people will want to come in. And make sure your address is available so they can see it when they pull up.
There you go.
More next week.
You bet, Rick. Thanks a lot. Well, that's all the time left to us. We want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank the Reach staffers for stopping by and our guests. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website at reachradioshow.com. And you could call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. Be sure to tell your friends about the show, because we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't